I like welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. We have Mr. Clay Groves joining me. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
excited to have you.
I'm so glad it's raining today.
Yes. Yeah, we were just talking before we came on the air here. This is where you're here for the Project Succeed Lights On fundraiser that you guys are doing tomorrow over at Sherman Farm at the Corn Maze. And the last couple of years, you've kind of had to dodge the rain a little bit. You've been playing a little... some delays, all types of things, but this year looking good.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be great. And So for those who don't know, Lights On After School is a national rally, a celebration of after school programming. And everyone in the country is celebrating this. Mm-hmm. And the way we celebrate it is we light up the farm at Sherman Farm at night for a non-scary family event. It's $5 a person to get in.
Right.
And Sherman Farm is so generous. Every dollar they get at the door goes right into after school enrichments,
which is wonderful. Yeah. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about Project Succeed because people hear it. We've definitely heard about it, but let's talk about what it is. We know that it's an after school or before school program. It's an enrichment program, but what does it entail? Why should families be interested in helping
out? Well, first of all, we've been, this is our 20th year serving
students
in Mount Washington Valley. We've had over 4,000 kids participate in the program. We brought more than $5 million in federal grant money to Conway and spent it in Conway. We are feeding the economy in after school, which is great, right?
Yeah.
And then we allow parents to work, which also feeds the economy, right? Parents are able to come to work until 5 and then mm-hmm. get to after school. We give them a safe, enriching time. We offer all kinds of really fun enrichments. We have mountain bike club. We've got guitar classes. We have Spanish club. We're doing 3D printing at all of our schools this year. We partner with 4-H and Tin Mountain and Mountaintop Music and Nike and everybody we can find who wants to help with after school. We bring them all in and we try to give these kids some great enrichment and a safe place to be, you know, after school, which is really important for kids.
Yeah, and that's a stress-free mind when it comes to the parents that do have to work a little bit later on that normal day, to know that their kids are going somewhere. And it sounds like they're learning, not just going and hanging out, but they're learning.
Yeah, now see, we're funded through, most of our funding comes from a federal grant called 21st Century Community Learning Centers Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And that funds us about 70% of the program. Then we ask the town to kick in a little bit of money, and then we ask parents to pay a little bit of money for their kids to come if they can afford it. Now, no kid who can't afford it has ever turned away from the program.
Right.
Even if, you know,
Things happen.
It's real life. If you're a parent and you say, I can't afford after school, you call my office and we make it affordable, make it free for you, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a really cool thing. The reason this fundraiser is so important is this is the last year we're charging any money at all for after school.
Okay.
Starting school year 2020-21, after school will be free for all students, $0.
That's crazy.
Which is hard.
Yeah, it sounds it.
So we need to raise money. So the fundraising goal this year, $40,000 is how much we have to raise. That's how much money we usually collect from parents.
Sure.
Now I've got to fill that pot. That money still has to be there. So if you want after school to be free for all students in the Mount Washington Valley, tomorrow night come to Sherman Farm between 4:30 and 8 o'clock. The maze will be open. The bouncy pillows will be open.
Sure.
The Moo Express is going to be riding around in circles, a petting zoo. And your $5 goes directly into making after school free for all students.
It's a fantastic cause to get behind. That is remarkable. And, of course, that's why these fundraisers are so important. They go a long way. They really do. Every dollar counts. And at a $5 price, you really can't complain. Bring up the whole family.
Bring the whole family. And this is really important, too, because this is not open. This event is not just for Conway students. This is for
everybody.
Anyone who wants to come to Sherman Farm tomorrow night. I mean, $5 is the cheapest you're ever going to see it.
True.
Number one. So it's affordable for your family to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time the maze is open at nighttime this year.
Yep.
So you want to get in the maze in the dark with your flashlight. It's a not scary event, so all ages are good. You're on vacation up here, you're looking for something to do, and you want to see the Sherman Farm maze, come on down. And
it's great under the lights. You can't complain.
Under the lights. And the fact that money is going directly to programming is just really critical.
It's just remarkable. Mm-hmm. It really is. You can go to projectsucceed.com for full details on everything the Project Succeed. And that's all the schools across Conway and more,
so
right?
We run it in three schools.
Conway
Elementary, John Fuller School, and the Pine Tree School. So all three of those schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that serves about half the kids in the valley.
Yeah,
which is quite a bit. And I imagine next year with it being free, we're going to be full to the gills next year. And we may need more money than just the $40,000. But that's our first goal, is to try to get there. Yeah.
All right, so it's the big fundraiser for Project Succeed. Again, it's tomorrow over at Sherman Farms Corn Maze from 4:30 until 8:30. There'll be refreshments served. I know that Home Depot will be hanging out. There's a few other vendors that will be there.
Yeah, Home Depot. We're going to get, I think Lowe's is going to come. They just built this greenhouse at all of our schools, which is great.
Excellent.
Tin Mountain's going to be there. I think 4-H is going to be there. Nike might show up. They do some exercise programs for us.
Cool.
Who else? Just people coming. I mean, we partner with everybody in the community, so we're hoping to see people. If you didn't hear your name on there and you want to come and you're partnering with us, show up at 4:30. I'll give you a table. You can put out your stuff.
Wonderful.
It'll be fun. But really important, just come, support the kids,
yep.
but have a good time. And I think what differentiates this event from most fundraisers is once you get in, you're in. I'm not. There's no silent auction. There's none of that kind of.
No, right. You're there for the event and to hang out and have some fun with the family.
You pay $5 and you play.
Absolutely. It's very cool. ProjectSucceed.com is where you can go for full details on all things Project Succeed. And remember, that's happening tomorrow night, Sherman Farms Corn Maze from 4:30 until 8:30. Sounds like a great afternoon into an early evening of fun. And don't forget, you can bring your flashlight and have some fun with that as well.
Yeah, please come on down. Support us. Yeah,
we appreciate you coming in, Clay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.